Certainly, we've seen that the towing rigs along the lodge and the Ruth, you know, the Raj, the Luther, the 696, and you always wonder if you've ever known anybody that's tried to get them off the lot, just how expensive it is. Well, one of the reasons is they've been paying a lot of payoffs under the table. Okay, it is a corrupt system. Well, now finally, Detroit City Council is taking some action on it. Let's learn more about it from our WJR senior news analyst, Lloyd Jackson. Lloyd, you and I have been dealing with this story a long time.
And you are absolutely right, Guy. And, you know, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan said that the city's towing system needed to be revamped because it was fraught with potential abuse, for abuse. And so yesterday, City Council unanimously approved a series of changes in a bid to boost transparency and accountability in the city's towing system. They voted 6-0 on revisions that are part of the Community Protection Tow Ordinance amendments. It allows for inspection of impound yards, requires certain methods of payment to be accepted. The Detroit Towing Association, whose members make up the majority of the Detroit Police Authorized Towers, reacted to yesterday's vote by saying its members have wanted these changes for quite some time. Now, some of the revisions in the ordinance include no more cash-only tow policies. Towers can't tow vehicles without the request of a public or private property owner. And all tow contracts will pass through a public and transparent RFP process. Now, the vote comes as the city of Detroit's municipal towing system has received a black eye over recent years. Former council member Andre Spivey, as you know, resigned from city council in September after pleading guilty to accepting bribes from a contractor. Raids were recently conducted at the homes of council members Janie Ayers and Scott Benson on allegations of bribery involving towing companies in Detroit. Now, as that investigation continues, neither have been charged. Benson, he participated in yesterday's voting. Ayers wasn't present. Benson noted that the towing reforms are more user-friendly and including the option to pay with a credit card rather than cash. He said, you know, in the past, after you were hooked up, you had to watch your car drive away to the tow yard. But people, he says, now can pay and stop the tow before it happens. And he said the new contracting process would prioritize locals and that the ordinance strongly suggests that towing companies establish a fee scale for low-income people. Now, the towing law amendment notes, for the avoidance of doubt, the city's Board of Police Commissioners won't conduct or supervise the procurement of police authorized tours. Rather, the process will now be conducted and supervised by the city's Office of Contract Procurement. These contracts shall be approved by the city's Chief Procurement Officer, Detroit's top attorney, and City Council. And the mayor releasing a statement saying the approval of this new ordinance is an important step in reforming the city's troubled towing process. We will now move on to the next steps to assure accountability. And Guy, you know, this is, I think, good policy starting off, you know, with these changes, but how come this couldn't have happened several years ago? That's all I want.
You know, Lloyd, it's so funny because you and I and Kevin Dietz and I have been commiserating about this. And Kevin and I were trying to figure out when Gasper Fiore first came up on our radar.
Uh-huh.
And to his knowledge, it was back as far back as 95. I recall it as being 99, but it wouldn't be unlike me to be behind Kevin on a story. Okay. But it was just, it's one of those things, you're right. And it was like the worst kept secret in the world. So that means perhaps, I'm just saying that maybe, and I'm not indicting anybody here, but the payoffs over those 20 years were much more widespread than any of us knew about because nobody wanted to pick this up on the administrative level.
No. And now you have people, people in the city council, not just one, but you have several people who are under investigation or some who have pleaded guilty and, you know, you're losing city council members. It was a 6-0 vote. It's 9 city council members, you know? So, I mean, it's something that I think probably could have been looked at a little earlier than yesterday.
Oh, so much so. And again, did you say that one of our council people that's under a corruption investigation was allowed to vote on this? Shouldn't they have recused themselves? Or shouldn't whoever was holding the gavel yesterday have said, sir, we expect you to recuse yourself?
Well, I guess they could have done it, but, you know, he hasn't been charged and he's, you know, innocent until proven guilty. So, you know, Janie Ayers could have participated as well. She just wasn't there, but she could have participated if she was there.
Yeah. All right, Lloyd, we will see what comes of
more
it.
To come.
And
more to come.
More to come, as always. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.